Good morning, and welcome to the midweek devotional Coffee with Ann. Please enjoy your cup as you listen this morning. It is Easter week, a time perhaps to reflect on the miracles of Jesus' life and ministry and how his sacrifice impacts us, his created beings. For me, I am grateful that through his death and resurrection, I can have a very personal relationship with my Maker. I can reflect on my behavior and recognize my thoughtlessness of the needs and feelings of others and talk to my Lord, tell him I am truly sorry, and ask for his forgiveness and his presence to help me be more loving to all in my life. How all this works is a mystery. I can't explain except in the peace it gives me. Life itself is a mystery for us. I have many more questions than answers. Reflecting on the gift of life itself and its mysteries humbles me. David, in Psalm 139:14, expresses the wonder of God's power. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. A week ago, George, my husband, had cochlear implant surgery. The hope for the family was that it would improve his hearing so we could all enjoy our conversations together again. So much of what transpired around the table was missed by him or just misunderstood. This surgery is supposed to improve hearing. I can't explain it, but today we went to the post-op appointment and the audiologist turned the implant on. With the help of a hearing aid looking device and some electronic wizardry, George was able to hear the several voices in the room and understand what people were saying. The implant sends electronic signals to the brain, and your brain is able to translate those sounds into words. There were three audiologists in the room helping to explain how the device worked and how he was to use it. They gave us instructions on how to enhance his brain's progress on deciphering the sounds. Then George asked the big question. How does your brain learn to understand the sounds? How does it know to do that? Stone silence for about 2 seconds. Then everyone responded, "We have no idea." And one added, "If we did know, we would be billionaires." We are born with instant hearing. There are exceptions, sadly, but by far, for most of us, hearing comes with the package, along with sight and touch and smell and taste. There, George sat with a very thin wire with electrodes inside the cochlea of his ear and a magnetized receiver under the skin behind his ear. What you see is a hearing aid looking device behind his ear with a wire going to a magnetized disc which is placed over the insert. I think, and I do mean I think, sounds are picked up by the processor behind the ear, and those sounds are transferred to the magnetic disc, which then send the sounds to the electrodes in the ear, which sends them to the brain, and by some miracle, the brain learns to decipher the sounds as words. He walked out with a box about 6 inches high and 12 inches on each side with, quote-unquote, equipment and instructions. Somehow, I don't remember leaving the hospital with such equipment when my children were born. As smart as humans are and think we are, God's genius cannot be replicated. We can plant the seed and nurture it, and we can send sounds to the brain, but we can't create a seed with specific qualities to produce a specific plant that flowers into a beauty or a fruit that provides nutrients to our bodies. Through cross-pollination and grafting, we can alter plants to make them stronger, disease-resistant, etc. But without God's creation, we have nothing to work with in the first place. We can replace joints with mechanical substitutes, but the brain and body have to adjust to their use. We can even remove the natural lens of the eye damaged by cataracts and replace it with a plastic lens. But without the natural mechanism of the eyeball, retina, aqueous humor, optic nerve, etc., a plastic lens doesn't do anything. God's power and genius are just too much, too much. We humans have learned to take His creation and repair it and help it to grow stronger, but that is as far as it goes. Apparently, robots that are made to look human are in the making. I love sci-fi. Became a fan of Star Trek in the late 60s and have watched the imagination of man turn into reality. Flip phones. Most of you don't even remember them. Computer screens that provided all kinds of information. And later in movie series, Mr. Data, the human-looking robot who could do all kinds of things and had lots of information, but no emotion. But even in sci-fi imaginings, there's always some limit to what man's creation can do. There's so much in this world I take for granted, until some issue comes home to rest, and then I realize the amazing ability of the human mind and body to adapt, adjust, heal, and serve us. Perhaps we should consider taking really good care of this fearfully and wonderfully made body we have been blessed with. Let us pray. This week, Lord, we reflect on the last week of your human life on this earth. We are saddened by your suffering, endured out of love for all humanity, and rejoice in the power of your resurrection. The gift of the Holy Spirit and the freedom to enjoy your presence each moment of our lives. No longer are there any barriers. My prayer this morning is that all humanity would reach out for the blessing of your love. In the precious name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Thank you for being with me this morning. And may the Lord bless you and yours, and with it all the blessings of this Easter season.